I think I became the most confident and secure in my skin when my skin was at its worst. Literally, there was not a spot on my face that wasn't covered in acne, yet I was showing up full face of red, painful cystic acne every day online. I had two choices in that moment: to stop posting online, literally say no to everything that life had to offer, or I could make something out of it and show up. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode 3 of season 3, and today we are talking about a topic that has been on my heart for a while, and individual episode, if you guys can't tell. So if you're new to Loud Talk with Lavi, we basically alternate between individual episodes, which I like to call kind of like my individual therapy sessions, where I talk about anything that's kind of on my heart regarding the beauty industry, insecurity, confidence, business, all things that are on my mind. And then every other week, we do a guest episode featuring someone in the industry, take it as a founder, influencer, public speaker, anyone that has a cool story and we want to get loud with. So today, I'm really excited because we're going to be talking about how I was able to take my biggest insecurity and turn it into my superpower. And if you've been following my journey on social media before, you know that I've struggled severely with hormonal and cystic acne. This is no surprise. Even on this podcast, we've talked a lot about skin and acne, and it's kind of what inspired a lot of the podcast and breaking down those walls of beauty standards, because it's something that a lot of people struggle with. You know, 80% of the world has had acne at some point or another, and it's not talked about in a way where it's normal, in the sense like, hey, everyone's kind of struggled with it. It's always been this thing where it's like you should hide it and kind of stay in the dark until it's fixed. And obviously, I've kind of created a career of sorts because of my acne. For those of you who don't know, I am a full-time influencer in the beauty space, social media content creator, and a lot of my content that I post does revolve around makeup, skincare, and my acne. And from there, we've derived this podcast, my skincare brand, 9to5, which is focused on real skin, real results. And a lot of times I reflect on how I was able to take this super dark thing that I was struggling with and turn it not only into my superpower, but in a way my career, and create like this whole movement with it. And I want to talk about that today because I think a lot of times in life when we're struggling with something, we just see the struggle. And I want to walk you through a lot of the thoughts that I went through during these times and how I transformed that struggle into good, into purpose, and into my superpower. So really excited to get into all of that. Before we do, peep the new setup. I haven't been in this beauty space in a minute filming episodes, and you'll see that a lot of the guest episodes coming up were pre-recorded, and I was like out and about of different spaces, but we are back for individual episodes, at least for the time being, in the like beauty space. And I have all new equipment, new audio, all of that. So hopefully the quality is top notch for you guys. So definitely let me know your feedback on this episode. I would love to hear from you, but let's get right on into it. So I kind of started struggling with acne when I was 13, and I remember getting my first few breakouts and thinking, you know, this is just going to be like for the time being. I'm not going to be someone that has acne. Little did I know that I was going to struggle with acne well into my adult years. I'm now 24 and I still struggle with it. And oftentimes I sit and ask, God, why do I have this struggle? Why was I picked to not only struggle with acne at a young age, but continuously into my 20s and have these ebbs and flows with it and go on this journey? And I reflected a lot on that. And when I was in the like deepest, darkest times with my acne, I remember almost this force of power being kind of brought to me and feeling like I had to see the light at the end of the tunnel with this journey, and also just the strength that I needed during times where my skin was at its absolute worst. And it's funny because I think I became the most confident and secure in my skin when my skin was at its worst. It's almost like it needed to get that bad for me to acquire this like strength, for me to show up not only online, but in my personal life as well. And I look back on those days because honestly, I see these photos of myself when literally there was not a spot on my face that wasn't covered in acne, yet I was posting everything online. I was showing up full face of red, painful cystic acne every day online, at the gym, at work, everywhere in every aspect of my life. And it's not that it wasn't difficult. I had a lot of difficulty. I remember there were so many nights like crying myself to sleep over not just like the look, but the physical pain of it and just feeling like I'm never going to reach an end with this. But I realized that I had two choices in that moment: to hide and to stop posting online, stop showing up in my life, and literally say no to everything that life had to offer, whether it was going out with friends or going on a date or just going on vacation and being at the beach makeup free, to say no to all of that and hide in a dark room for who knows how long, because anyone who's struggled with something before, like, you don't know how long you're going to be in that stage of struggle. Or I could make something out of it and show up. And social media was really a way for me to show up and hold myself accountable to that standard that I was putting out there. Because if I was telling people that you need to go out there and be you and not focus on what other people had to say when it comes to acne, I also had to make sure that I was holding myself to that same standard, because I had to, you know, follow the actions that I was speaking about online. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, 9to5 Skin, which also happens to be my beauty brand. And let me tell you, one of the biggest misconceptions about acne is that it is a hygiene issue. And you'd think when 80% of the world struggles with it, this would be more talked about. But the issue is the beauty industry has trained our minds into frantically buying every single product we see online with these crazy, unrealistic before and afters that tell you this one product will completely clear your skin. And not only that, it's going to take away every pore, every scar, and transform your skin in a matter of a few weeks. I don't view skincare like that. I was sick of seeing real skin not being represented, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. This is 9to5 Skin, where we only show real skin, real results, because skincare at the end of the day is a supplement. It should be helping your skin along the process, no matter where your skin's at in the journey. I struggle with hormonal acne, and these are products that just help me in my day to day, make me feel good in my skin. And before you say anything, this is not just another influencer founded brand. My name is Lavinia, and I'm a fully 100% self-funded brand. We're doing things a little bit differently over here, non-traditional, and bringing a little bit of my engineered solution to skincare, like Spray Away. It's our best calming yet hydrating mist. I wanted to pull together my experience as a content creator for the past 10 years, where I've tested out hundreds, if not thousands, of products with my background in chemical engineering and business to create a brand that doesn't make you feel like something immediately needs to be fixed. I wanted 9to5 to be that brand when you pick up the product, you instantly feel more confident in your skin, because hating your skin into healing is not possible. We need to focus on skincare that promotes progress over perfection. Of course, we're keeping our products affordable and accessible. And from one acne prone girly to another, remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and shop 9to5 at 9to5skin.com. Again, you can find all of our products at 9to5skin.com, and our 4-piece bundle is $20 off. You heard me, whole $20 off. You can get the full 4-piece set.
And in those times, so much community was built. And I realized that this was part of my purpose. Not that, you know, let's say I was given the struggle of acne to bring more light to acne and the struggle of it. Like, not that necessarily. Yes, there's a part of that. But I think there's a greater message behind it all, because I've said this before, going through such a extreme transformation with my appearance because of something that I had very little control over in the time. I won't dive into it, but a lot of my acne at that time was brought up because I had come off of hormonal birth control, which I had a terrible experience with. And I've done a full podcast episode on my full birth control story, my full acne journey. So if you guys want to, you know, dive into those specific things, go check that out. Because I do want to give a broader message here for anyone who's struggling with anything in life, how you can take that and transform it into something that is your superpower. My one good friend always references turning pain into purpose, and that is something that I've seen happen in my life, seen happen in her life, and so many other people's. And I've had her on the podcast as well, my friend Kaylee. She's had an incredibly difficult life, and she really talked about this a lot. We did 2 guest episodes with her last season, if you want to go check that out. But basically, at the time, you know, something that I was struggling so much with which was my acne, because I took back that control and took back the control it was having over myself, I was able to go out into the world and turn it into my superpower of then becoming a leader in the space to help so many other young women and men with this thing that they were struggling with, which in my case was acne, and for the people that were following along with my journey. But it really taught me so much about how I viewed myself and to not focus so much on vanity. I think especially as young women, we're taught that our appearance is our worth. Our appearance and our worth are completely tied and they equal out. And if our appearance isn't, you know, there, or it's not fitting that beauty standard that we're told to fit, we're not worthy or less than. And in those times, I was really struggling with, because I was looking in the mirror, and obviously my whole message, I always say, I am not here to normalize acne as a skin condition, because it is a response to something not functioning well in your body. It's your body telling you that something is off, and to listen to that. I've always advocated for that. But normalizing the experience of it and not ripping apart someone's worth because they're struggling with a condition that is way more than skin deep. I think that's what a misconception that I hear a lot about in the beauty industry, because it's always assumed that if you have acne, you automatically are unhygienic. You're not taking care of your skin, all of these things, which couldn't be further from the truth, because we all know that people with acne are taking care of their skin and are doing everything in their control to, you know, help their skin and manage it. And I always say that skincare is a supplement and is just part of the one piece of the puzzle. But getting back to my point, because I keep, you know, going back to acne because that was my experience, but I really want the greater message here to be that in those moments, I made that choice that I was going to take back that control over the insecurity and the thing that I was struggling with most, and take that fuel of pain and suffering and take that fuel into something that was transformed to be beautiful, which was this amazing community I was able to build online of commonality of all these people struggling with a very similar thing and rising above that. And I think it taught me so much about not associating my worth with my appearance all the time and not letting my skin fluctuations affect how I view myself or my confidence. And I'm human. At the end of the day, it is going to affect me in that way. But as long as, you know, I have my ebbs and flows, I listen to how I'm feeling, I allow myself to feel those ups and downs, but bring myself out of it where it's not taking control over my life on a daily, weekly, yearly basis, if that makes sense. And it's crazy because I've gotten so much backlash online regarding my acne and continuously showing it, especially because I've struggled with it for so many years for different reasons, you know, whether that was health, environment, stress. I just graduated university last June, and doing a dual degree in engineering and business was nothing but stressful. I'm grateful for it and all, but that was a huge play in like my stress levels and my routine. And I just came back from living abroad, and that had a huge effect on my skin. So I think people seeing me constantly kind of struggling with my acne in waves has brought up a lot of people thinking that I'm doing this like on purpose almost. It's so funny even having to explain that, because I've gotten comments before from people being like, you purposely give yourself acne to be able to make content, or else you wouldn't have anything to talk about. You wouldn't have a job. And I find that so interesting, because if you've ever struggled with acne or a skin condition, you know that you would not wish it on your worst enemy. And to be told that like I'm doing this on purpose, which I'm like, how would I even give myself acne on purpose? And why would I do that? Acne is so painful. It's so tough to deal with. I obviously way prefer when my skin is clear and doing well, and I still am producing content in those times as well. But I think a lot of people in those cases that comment those things have a really hard time understanding how I would ever be able to show up online authentically struggling with something, but like bringing on a confident approach to it and a positive approach to it without there being some type of twisted motive for me doing that. But I think through my experience in this, I've sat a lot thinking about why I was given this hardship with my skin and why me, because I look around like at some of my friends, I'm like, man, they've never experienced acne, and obviously we all have our struggles and stuff. And I think that's what's so amazing about being human and all having different things we struggle with, because then we can teach each other so much. But I always have had a very positive perspective on life, and I have to say I attribute a lot of that to my struggle with my skin, because I think it really transformed my mind and how I see situations, because because I really now see all the things I struggle with in life as like those two options of either you can sit in the bad and you can sit and dwell on it, or you can look at how this can be a very positive solution, which is how I transformed taking my biggest insecurity into something that became my superpower, which was taking back that control and feeling confident in my skin no matter how my skin was doing that day. And now I've applied that to so many other aspects of my life. Just when anything has kind of gone bad. For example, I recently launched my skincare brand, 9to5. It launched on September 25th and I was so excited. I was nervous, of course, too, on how launch day would go. And as the day progressed, it was just going amazing. I'm like, wow, I'm getting way more orders than I thought would come in today. This is so exciting. I can't wait to, you know, like get all these orders out and get people their product in their hand and have people actually experience 9to5 for the first time. And funny enough, the night I went live, I received an email from Canada Post saying that there will be a national postal strike across Canada, which basically meant my launch day and all the shipments that came in, as well as all the other small businesses out there, of course, would be impacted by the strike. And immediately it was like almost laughable because I'm like, what are the odds that this would happen on this day? Like on September 25th, my launch date, this is when the strike happens. And obviously I know like it wasn't a direct correlation to me, but I was just thinking in my head, like, how funny is that? In a way of coping too, because obviously a huge disappointment to find out that I just went live with my site and now I can't ship out any of my orders. But I had to immediately reflect on that. I was upset, of course, and I had some friends reach out to me and just like almost apologize for the situation, be like, I'm so sorry, I know how excited you were. And I literally just said, I have to like look at the positive, and I made some content around it, like kind of some funny and sad content just around that, and kind of using what I had at hand, which was out of my control, to bring it back into my control on what I could do about it, which was make some content, email everyone, letting them know. And obviously I'm very blessed to say everyone was very understanding. Obviously they knew that a postal strike is out of my control as a small business owner. And it gave me some time to really focus on those first few weeks of the launch and really getting the name out there and the story of the products and all. So everything happens for a reason. Now the post is back up and running, so I was able to get all those out and about. But it really went to show, again, a great example of taking a difficult situation and focusing on what is in your control and what's not in your control. And I think that's a great start for anyone who's struggling with something, whether it's your personal worth, your image, a physical insecurity. It's really easy in those moments to think, to feel that you're at fault for it. I remember when I was struggling with my acne, that was a huge thing where it felt like I'm doing something wrong. I'm the reason I'm struggling with this. And the frustrating part was it felt like I was trying to take back the control over everything, like bombard my skin with all these ingredients, take every supplement, try every plan, yet nothing was almost like working for me. And I think it was those in these moments where we have to really zoom out a little bit, take a step back and realize, okay, what's in my internal locus of control and what's in the external locus of control? And if you've never heard that before, it's basically analyzing what is completely in your control as an individual, right? And what is in the exterior that you cannot change in that moment. With the launch date story, I could not change how the post office proceeded in the strike, how long it would take, what day they went on strike. That was completely out of my control. What I could control, I had to focus on that, right? Like sometimes we have to literally separate and analyze what's in our control and what's out. And I had to put that to the side and realize, okay, what's in my control? What's in my control is to email everyone to let them know what's going on, to stay informed, right? Like I had those updates, notifications on. I was checking Canada Post website every day. Make an opportunity out of something bad, right? Because I could have just emailed everyone and said, you know what? Post is on strike. It is what it is. I'm just not going to even post content or advertise the brand in these next few weeks because, like, what's the point? If the post is on strike anyway, I can't even get these orders out. Like, what's the point? What's the point? It would have been so easy for me to have gotten in that loop and just dropped everything because one thing went wrong. Instead, I'm like, well, this is the situation, which is, again, out of my control. What can I do now to benefit me and make an opportunity out of this? So I dived in and I made all the content surrounding the strike and really just taking everyone through the day-by-day process and everything of running the brand those first few weeks. So kind of similarly, when it came to my acne and my journey as a social media influencer, content creator, whatever you want to call it, I could have said, well, I'm breaking out today, I'm breaking out tomorrow, I'm breaking out the next day, I'm just not going to post any content these days because I'm going to wait. I'm going to sit and wait until my acne goes away, which who knows where that would have been, because look at me. 10 years later, I started breaking out when I was like 13, 14. I'm 24 now. I would have never stepped up in front of the camera and pressed record. Never. Because I would have been waiting until my acne went away to allow me to do that. Or I could have just done it anyways. And if anything, it brought such an opportunity because no one was doing that. No one was posting their real skin unfiltered, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it in between. It made an opportunity of that. And was there fear? Yeah. Because I was like, I don't want to be known as the acne girl. I don't want to be, you know, known for always having acne in my videos. But so what? Because now, I mean, maybe some people know me like that. But now I know myself as the girl who really struggled with her skin, but press record anyways. The girl who really, really was insecure in her appearance, but showed up anyways. Almost created this fake it till you make it approach until I was able to find this most confident version of myself. And do I still struggle? There's days like literally yesterday I woke up, I looked in the mirror, I was like, ooh, I am flared up, I am inflamed, I am, you know, not wanting to show up. I sat down and filmed a video. And that's been my coping mechanism for always showing up for myself, is just like turning on the camera and pressing record. But this could be applied to anything you are struggling in life, whether that's making the next business move or just showing up more in life with friends and family and all of that. And I think even for myself as a business owner, newly business owner, I have insecurity about what I don't know and what I do know, and those like new challenges that I have to take on that I don't have experience in. And there is insecurity there. But I can either hide in that or I can document everything and be very open. I'm not saying post your whole life online. That's not what I'm saying, but just take opportunity in that, because I've in those lows or in the moments you feel scared, because I've taken the opportunity to document my journey as a new founder now. And sometimes that will bring across judgment of people being like, oh, she's really gonna show like all of it, the good and the bad, and not just a highlight reel like everyone else posts online. But it's allowed me to not only document the process, but also find the opportunity in those moments of insecurity. And I think as people, we don't want to do that. Like, we want to hide in that. And every time we feel insecure in something, we just want to like bury it even deeper. But I really encourage you from this episode today to think of how you can turn that into your superpower, whether that is something regarding your appearance, your job, your career, your family life. How can you analyze what's in your control and find opportunity there? Because let me tell you right now, if someone is struggling with something, if you're struggling with something, I can bet, put money on that there's also somebody else struggling with that. And that's what I had to realize. And I realized it really quick, because it's like, if I'm struggling so much with my acne and my skin and my appearance, there has to be other people out there struggling with that too. And that's okay, you know, and that is part of it, because we realize, I mean, how many times have we experience, you know, you're talking to a friend, you explain a situation, and then you realize, oh wow, we really like all live kind of the same life with the same issues, just in like different flavors, or we go through very similar things, but almost like in contrast, or we complement like each other's struggles and can give like advice and stuff. And it's like, wow, like we really all live the same life and struggle with the same things in different chapters, in different ways. And there's opportunity in that and connecting and creating a community in those moments. Because you can either look back at your life and say, yeah, there was a time where I hated my skin, my voice, my body, my accent, the way I think, my anxiety. And I don't like use that word lightly and hate, because we've all experienced something we hate about ourselves, where you look in the mirror, or you watch a video back on yourself, or you sit there contemplating your mind and the way you overthink or your anxiety, and you have so much negative passion towards how you feel about yourself in that aspect. And like full on overthinking it, self-judgment, sitting there thinking like, I just, that's the one thing that I cannot stand about myself. And you can take that and look back at your life and say, like, yeah, my whole life I sat there and hated that about myself. And I'm sure, like, you all have a memory or something that maybe is coming up in this moment where you're like, yep, Lavinia, that I have that one thing. I have that insecurity that has shaped how I showed up, not only in my life, but my work and how I show up for myself and talk to myself, or how I guess you didn't show up in those moments, right? Like, pinpoint that. Think, like, catch that moment in your head. But at some point, don't you want to feel tired? Tired of, like, hating yourself for that, or tired of constantly nitpicking yourself for that one insecurity, that one insecurity you have in your head right now? There's going to be that turning point where you're like, I am tired of talking down to myself about this. I am tired of filtering myself and believing that I have to fix this one thing about myself to be worthy. Worthy of love, worthy of self-love, worthy of attention, or doing something that I love. And for me, that was the turning point of the two choices. I have the choice to sit here and hide and sit in this hurt, or make something out of it and show up and take that control back. Because for the longest time, you know, I thought having acne kind of disqualified me from being in a professional space with my work. I was working an engineering internship at the time, like corporate office, 9 to 5. I was showing up full face of acne, and I'm like, people are gonna look at me unprofessional or think that, you know, my brain doesn't live up to what I look like, right? And on the other hand, it was like social media thinking, okay, I'm not enough for this, because how is a beauty influencer or a skincare influencer gonna have acne? Like, that doesn't make sense, right? So to anyone who needs to hear it, reflect on those things and realize your insecurity, the thing that you hate about yourself right now, or that you feel makes you so small and is holding you back, might actually be the gift just wrapped up in this fear of judgment and fear of judgment. Because that's so much of what we base this on, right? Like, the fear of other people judging us, our internal judgment on ourselves that we place. And that's really what I was able to do there, right? Like, if I ripped apart that wrapping paper of the fear that I had for showing up full face of acne in front of people, it was me unraveling that fear that I was able to be presented with this amazing gift of building community and helping so many women and men across all ages feel more confident in their skin, which then made me feel more confident and be able to create this really, really amazing community we've built of breaking down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. But I had to dig in there and unwrap, right? Like, literally peel back the layers of fear, not only from others, but that I had already instilled on myself just from that, like, bias that was created from my childhood and everything of how acne and skin is shown online and in person. You know, I took some notes, and something I want you to remember is once I started embracing that, I noticed how it connected people in my community so much deeper to me, because people don't want to see perfection. People want to see authenticity. People are drawn to story and feeling of human rather than perfection. In our minds, we think people are drawn to perfection, but they're not. People are drawn to things that they can relate to, and that is your authentic story or the thing you're struggling with, and people can relate to that. Because the truth is, when we take that control back, that control over our stories, and own it, like, really, really own it, guys, not just, like, the perfected polished parts, the Instagram highlight reel, like, the whole thing, right? With the wrapping paper and the fear of it all, and we open that up to everyone, we almost give permission to others to feel the same way. I've had so many people DM me online being like, Lavinia, you gave me the power to show up at school. I had someone DM me saying, like, they finally applied to their school program after years of putting it off, literally just because of their skin. Which, if you think about it, it's like, what does your skin have to do with your ability to, like, go to school and do well in that, in an academic career? But, like, when you're struggling with that, it almost feels like your insecurity does define your whole worth. And if you, and I always remind myself, if me showing up as hard as it was, full face of acne online, is helping just one person, I'm fulfilling a purpose with my struggle. I am turning that struggle into my superpower and taking that thing that I'm really, really insecure about and seeing it as a gift, which was to help somebody else, which in turn was helping me. So takeaways, let's kind of break it down right here, right? Like, I know you have that one insecurity in your head that just is driving you crazy or has taken control of your life for, like, far too long. You're gonna name it, write it down, acknowledge it, sit with it, and always sit in how it makes you feel. Because I always say, I'm never gonna come on here and be like, yeah, guys, I have acne and I'm so confident now that I don't even think about it. That, no, I'd be lying to you, because that's not human. I still struggle on a daily basis with my skin. The thing is, like, I try each and every day to take that control back and, like, rewire it, but it's okay to sit there. I've made videos before where I just have to rant and be like, I am so tired of dealing with this. I'm really struggling tonight, or I'm really, really sad about how my skin looks right now or how it hurts. Like, acknowledge that, because that's important to recognize those emotions and allow yourself to feel that. But then ask yourself, what can I do to make an opportunity out of this? What can this teach me? What is this teaching me? And I've actually done a full episode on everything acne has taught me, and I'll just name a few right here. It taught me to not put my self-image, like my physical appearance, above my self-worth as a person, above my brain, above everything that I've been able to do in life, because our society has trained us as women to think that our appearance is everything, and it's not. It's taught me to appreciate progress over perfection so much. It's taught me to be a lot more patient with progress and patient in all aspects of my life. And overall, it's taught me to be a lot more of a positive thinker in all aspects of life, because I'm able to kind of see the good come out of the bad and the struggle and the hurt and see that other side of it. So think, like, what skill, insight, strength did this give me? Is it making me stronger going through this? Is there an opportunity here where I can help others or help myself? Is there something that I can dig deeper on to heal certain parts of myself with this insecurity, right? Like with my acne, I could sit there and be mad that I have acne all day, but like, it's like, hey, my body's working. My body, thank you, body. Thank you so much for showing me that something is off internally and it's showing up on my skin as acne. I could sit there and bombard it with all the skincare treatments I want, but at the end of the day, like, it's something that my body's struggling with, and I am working to help my body in that. So it's like, thank you, body, for showing me that something's wrong through my skin, through my acne. And it's like, does it suck sometimes? Because it's like right on my face, right? The first thing people see. Absolutely. But it's like, thank you to my body for functioning properly. And sometimes we have to take a step back and realize, like, why are we going through certain things? It's because it's trying to show us something, whether that's anything that we've struggled with. I often give this story in terms of like career. I've been posting on social media for over a decade now, and in the first few years, I started to become really, really frustrated while I was in university and in high school, thinking, I am putting so much time and effort into my social media, and I put like everything I have into this, and I'm not seeing the results that other people are seeing. And funny enough, I started to really become a full-time content creator where it was like financially possible in the last few years of university. And it kind of hit me there, and where I was like, this is why I needed that slow burn, because if I had all of this work coming to me in those early years of university where I was establishing myself as a student and my study habits and all that, I think it would have been much harder for me to stay focused on school when I basically had a full-time job and content on the side. Whereas in the last couple years of university, I was already kind of like being able to manage everything. And even then I was struggling of just being like, I want to be done with school so I can work on my businesses full time. But looking back, I'm thankful. And I'm like, thank you, God, for putting me down that path, because that was how it was supposed to play out, for me to be able to finish my school well and still kind of build this career on the side. And it taught me, you know, the hard work and patience and resilience. So when we're going through a struggle, you have to think there's a bigger reason to this, you know. Trust in your faith and trust that like there is a bigger reason to why you're being put through that, because there's a message, there's a learning lesson, there's an opportunity there that's going to come out of it. Sometimes you just have to like peel back that wrapping paper to see it, and also give it some time to see that, and then speak it out loud, whether it's to a friend, therapist, a mic. Like, I mean, you, not everyone needs to podcast, but you can like podcast yourself and keep it as a memory, come to social media, whatever it is, speak out about it. Because as I've said, if you're struggling with something, 99% chance that someone else has struggled with it too, because we all kind of, you know, struggle with all those things. So that insecurity that you have, it doesn't define you. You're not a broken plate that needs fixing. You can't hate yourself into healing. I always would tell myself that. I can't hate my skin into healing. And you have to kind of like literally pull yourself out of that and then zoom out and look at like what's in your control and what's outside of your control and take it step by step. But I resonate with you guys. We've all had things that we've struggled with, whether it's appearance, job, self-worth, you know, anxiety, any of that stuff. And it can really take a toll on like how you view yourself and how you move. And I wanted to share this because it was kind of sitting on my heart for a while of just really taking that control back. And when you put on almost like rose-colored glasses to your own situation, you can see how much opportunity there is in that. And sometimes it does take talking to a friend who can maybe see it from like the outside and see that opportunity, or really think about, I thought about this a lot, and this is where I'll kind of leave you. In the times when I was really struggling with my skin, I would always think, what's something that would have really helped me right now? Which is what kind of led me into into like posting about it online and stuff, because it's like, this is what I would need to see. So sometimes there's opportunity in the things that you struggle with and thinking, okay, what would I need? And probably someone else would need this too. And there's a huge opportunity there. So that is all for today's episode. We'll cut it off there. I rambled on a little bit longer than I was planning, but hopefully you guys got some good points out of this and can maybe relate to some part of the story and hopefully apply some of the tips I had there to your own life. But I definitely don't want to cut this discussion off here. You know, this is a podcast where I'm sitting down with a mic, but I want you guys to get just as loud with me in the comments and let me know what you think about this. You can DM me over on the Loud Talk with Lavi Instagram page if you want to discuss this more. But I'm really happy that I talked about this today, and I'm excited to get back into like solo podcasting too, because I just always have so many thoughts in my brain that I need to just like get out. So yeah, that is it for this episode of Loud Talk. Thank you for tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, hey, how are you? I love when people come and watch on YouTube, because it just like feels like we're like more in this together, you know? And I am like I'm a face-to-face type girly. So I love the long form video. But if you're listening on audio, thanks for tuning in as well. We do post now every single Monday instead of Sundays. For the new season, I switched it to Mondays because I feel like more of you tune in on Mondays, you know, like start of the week, started off good with a podcast, whether it's like on your way to work or during a workout or on a walk or anything like that. So thank you so much for getting loud with me today. I love you guys so much. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today. You can shop my skincare brand at 9to5skin.com and check out the Loud Talk with Lavi Instagram and TikTok for updates, as well as the snippets from these episodes if you want like kind of the highlight reels of these episodes here. But thanks for getting loud with me today, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye guys.